This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
Happy Friday, everyone, from NPR Music and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson. I'm here with writer and critic Letitia Harris.
Hi, Stephen.
Hey, Letitia. And from WXPN and the Serious Rap Shit podcast, John Morrison. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Steven?
We are talking about the best albums out today, starting with 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. Their new album is Welcome to Collie Grove, and this song is Long Story Short.
This life won't be the death of me. Run to my dip, 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 run to my dip.
Up, light the blunt, I put out for I fell asleep. My bitch look like she Cherokee. My crib look like I'm selling keys. My dick feel like some therapy. About that life, I guarantee you living life vicariously. This life gon' be the death of me. And she don't care where I ski. Hit that hoe from head to feet. She walk out here, she wearing me. I talk my shit, she smelling me. And all I hear is jealousy. I call them niggas jelly beans. Love my trigger fingers so much, I bought it a wedding ring.
I'll start by saying I think that's a really good cut from the record to play. It's interesting, I think, throughout this whole record, because, you know, like, this one is the official sequel to Collie Grove, 2 Chainz' album from 2016, I want to say. I think it's a great sequel. I think it's a great effort between the two of them. And it's just, like, Lil Wayne shines so hard throughout this entire record. And 2 Chainz is there. But, you know, I think...
Wow!
You can't say... I'll say... that I love Lil Wayne on this record. I think 2 Chainz gives him the space to really soar and be creative and just like get back into that energy that he's been missing for a while. But it's like when Lil Wayne isn't around, I'm just waiting for him to come back.
I listening to this record, I think that the two of them, Wayne and 2 Chainz, present kind of like a nice stylistic contrast for two MCs who are very, very distinctive and have like distinct styles. Wayne, there are certain moments on this record where his flows and like the patterns that he gets into are like crazy intricate.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas 2 Chainz is pretty much always very minimal and straightforward. And I always say to folks that it's hard to be funny in rap. You know what I mean? Because rap is a fucking dead serious art form, but 2 Chainz and Wayne are like two of the funniest MCs. There are like so many lines on this record that are just funny and like absurd, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it really feels like they're having a lot of fun on this record, and I can feel that they're like loose and just playing off of each other and playing off of each other's energies and styles, which is cool to see.
Mm-hmm. And like the production on this album, like the different beats throughout this, like also just like the atmospheres that they're creating, they're very southern. Like I hear a lot of UGK, I hear a lot of Young Money, like Juvenile. Like it's very much rooted in like southern traditions, and I think that is a whole point, you know. 2 Chainz has looked up to Lil Wayne for such a long time in his career. He's getting to make an album with someone that he admires so much, and like they're both really repping the South so hard, and I admire that. Like they're just having so much fun, they're loose with it, like they're really like enjoying themselves.
I'm surprised you guys haven't mentioned any of the guests on this record.
I was about to mention Usher, but it's so seductive and it's so clean. And that song specifically, like, the bass is so dominating. and a lot of these songs have a very dominant bass line, which is interesting. Like, they're very much like stadium rockers, which makes sense from Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. But no, the Usher feature was so clean. I loved hearing that.
This record would probably be crazy if they decided to tour with it.
Mm-hmm.
And do a bunch of stuff from this and then do their individual sets of like hits and
mm-hmm.
classics. This shit will probably like go crazy.
I'm saying 2 Chainz, Lil Wayne, Vegas residency now. Like, let's get it going.
That would do very well. All right, that's 2 Chainz and Lil Wayne. Their new album is Welcome to Collie Grove. Let's go next to Daft Punk. Daft Punk has a new drumless edition of its 2014 album Random Access Memories. This is the drumless version of Get Lucky.
I don't know who asked for this, you know what I'm saying? And like, full disclosure, I have never been a big fan of Daft Punk. I got a lot of like disco records in the crib that I can listen to. Not to be shady, but I've never been that big of a fan of Daft Punk. And I will say this, I think that this is an interesting experiment to highlight the anatomy of these songs.
Yeah, I agree.
Obviously, drums are a big part of that, but a thing that really stood out to me while listening to this record, and it really surprised me, to be honest, as someone who, you know, hasn't enjoyed their music in the past, I'm like, yo, these are really well put together, well written fucking songs.
They are.
You know what I mean? So yeah, it surprised me how much I enjoyed listening to these songs in this new context. I don't think that it'll win me over as like a Daft Punk fan, but a lot of these records do work for me in this new context.
How about you, Leticia?
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. I'm trying to be... It's just like, okay, I'm stuck on the, like you said, John, I don't know who asked for this, but then it's also like, what's next? Random Access Memories 20th Anniversary Vocoderless Edition? Like, I just don't know. But I think you're right in that without the drums, you really hear a lot of new things. Like, and it opens up the melody a lot. Like, for example, like, the piano work on Within by Chilly Gonzalez is, like, phenomenal. It's very pensive. It's, like, very self-reflective. And I think that makes, like, the song more moving, if that makes sense. Like, these songs had a lot of warmth beforehand, but I do think there is another layer of emotion added to some of these tracks, especially Within. I just feel like, you know what was really surprising? I went into Contact being like, there's no way they can do Contact without drums. Like, how dare you? Like, you're not going to get that. You're not going to achieve that. And then they did. So actually, John, I guess I'm on your side, but I'm still going to be stubborn about it. I think Contact and Motherboard are the best executions of this concept. I don't know why the concept was created, but I will not hate on it.
Think how many records would be improved if you could go through and be like, okay, I love this record from 1986. What if we got rid of the electric keyboards? You know, what if we got rid of the saxophone? What if we got rid of, you know, whatever. If there's some component that you want to get rid of. I don't know. This is
Morrissey off of all of the Smiths records.
Morrissey minus Morrissey.
Shake him out, you know what I mean?
I do think it... This is not a fillerless record. At 74 minutes, this is not a record without dead spots. Mm-hmm. And taking out the percussion can make the dead spots feel a little deader. I would have maybe tried a drumless version that was like Random Access Memory, Steven's version, and it's 30 minutes shorter.
But I would listen to it, Steven. This is for you.
All right, that's Daft Punk. Their new old album is Random Access Memories Drumless Edition. We've got one more record that we want to play for New Music Friday, but first, let's take a quick break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Hulu. Dive into the chilling new Hulu original series, Under the Bridge, the riveting adaptation of the acclaimed true crime book. Based on shocking true events, Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. Go deep into the hidden world of the town's tormented teenagers as detectives race to solve the sinister crime. Starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone, Under the Bridge is now streaming with new episodes Wednesdays, only on Hulu. This message comes from NPR sponsor Teladoc Health. There are lots of reasons for wanting to be healthy: family, work, living a fuller life. Teladoc Health understands. Whether you have diabetes, high blood pressure, or just need to manage your weight, Teladoc Health can help. Visit teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy for more information. That's teladochealth.com/whatsyourwhy.
This message comes from NPR sponsor CarMax. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because CarMax believes you shouldn't just settle for a car, you should love your car. That's why every car they sell has CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. Don't settle, find love at first drive. Start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be. This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited 2x miles on every purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5x miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's New Music Friday from NPR and All Songs Considered. I'm Stephen Thompson. We are looking at some of the best new albums out today, November 17th. Next up is Tandy and Tuli with Carlos Nino. Their new album is called Rainbow Revisited. This track is Sunset in California.
Yeah, Rainbow Revisited. This is a collaborative album from the South African pianist and vocalist Tandy and Tuli and the American multi-instrumentalist Carlos Nino. The story goes that the two connected over social media a few years back, and Tuli came to LA to meet with Nino, and they recorded this record. And it's such a beautiful and playfully experimental record. I love things that traverse the lines between jazz and minimalism and the avant-garde. You can really feel the spirit all up and through this record. It sounds like something much older than what it is, but it also, you can tell that younger people made this in a contemporary context, but also pulling from the history of jazz and experimental music. Just, you know, it feels very playful and spontaneous. Mm-hmm. And I'm thoroughly enjoying listening to this record.
Yeah, like I feel like listening to this entire record in full, it's just so improvisational, and like it's a very sprawling record. And it's just so lively. Like I love the track that we just listened to, how the natural elements are kind of like working not against but like with this like otherworldly like hum that Tuli has going on, and it's just so like, this is a very healing record to listen through.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It's kind of reading about the record. Like, they met up, and Carlos Nino said to her, like, bring me something from your past. Bring me something of yours that you want to play. And she brought a song that her grandfather had written called Noma Yo-Yo. Mm-hmm. And it ended up being, like, the first single, such as a record like this is going to produce, like, pop singles. But, like, it ended up being, like, a highlight of the record, and it's, like, a part of her family history. And I love the way, like, personal history and politics and art are all colliding on this record that still sounds very breezy and breathy and beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking to that idea of history, one thing that stood out to me while listening to this record is that you can really hear the meeting of two great traditions, American and South African jazz. You can hear it in practice, mm-hmm. meeting, right? This, you listen to a tune like Rainbow Revisited, the title track, the piano rhythmically and harmonically, like the chords that she's playing, very much evoke American hard bop. But then her vocal lines are very South African. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It feels like the diaspora meeting and playing together all in one body of work. I love shit like that.
Tandy and Tuli and Carlos Nino's new album is Rainbow Revisited. We could definitely not get to every worthwhile album out November 17th, so let's do a quick lightning round of some of the other big releases out today. Letitia Harris, kick us off.
Okay, so today Detroit's Danny Brown released 40, which is Italian for 40, and it's the rapper's sixth studio album and first in 4 years. It's been touted as a sequel slash spiritual bookend to his 2011 breakout album, Triple X, and, you know, details life, lessons learned in the past. And I just think Danny's, like, very hilarious, a very excellent storyteller, has punchy bars, and it's always really exciting to hear from him. The 11-track record has guest features from Mike, Bruiser Wolf, and Casa Overall. And I'm also going to flip to Dolly Parton for my second lightning round pick, Global Treasure. She's released her 49th studio album today. That's a big number. 49.
She's halfway to Willie Nelson.
Oh, my God.
A third of the way to Frank Zappa.
She's got to keep it up. So the record's called Rockstar, and she is doing soft rock for the first time officially. She's going to be covering the Beatles, the Stones, Sting, Led Zeppelin, Prince, Stevie Nicks, and more. And fans will be very happy to hear that her concert staple, Stairway to Heaven, a cover, is present as a duet with Lizzo. I'm just excited to hear what that's going to sound like, really. And this is just fun because she, like, really gets covers. She understands how to make a song her own, how to, emote the emotions going on there. But what's so sick about this is how great her voice sounds this far in her career. So, very excited.
Nice. All right. How about you, John?
Yeah, my pick this week is from the producer Blockhead and his new album, The Aux. The Aux is a producer album in the spirit of Marley Marl's In Control, Omid, Beneath the Surface, these rap records where you have one producer handling the sound and building this environment for a whole cast of vocalists to come in and rhyme over their beats. Blockhead is ill on the production, and the guest list on this record is absolutely insane. I'll just name like a couple people. Casual from Hieroglyphics is on this record. Billy Woods, Armin Hammer, Bruiser Wolf is on this record. Breeze Bruin from the Juggernauts, Navy Blue, Aesop Rock, Akai Solo. I could go on and on. There's a million people on this record. Everybody's killing it. It sounds like a cipher on wax, and Blockhead's sound is really the thread that holds it all together. It's an incredible record.
Awesome. Thank you, John. Just a couple minutes ago, we played a new record with Carlos Nino on it. He is a collaborator on one of the most talked about albums of this week. That would be New Blue Sun, an 87-minute excursion by Andre 3000, who is, of course, one half of Outkast. We've been waiting for a full album from Andre since even before Outkast dropped its last record all the way back in 2006. New Blue Sun has no singing. It has no rapping. It has a lot of flute. NPR Music's Rodney Carmichael actually broke the story of New Blue Sun earlier this week in an interview that runs more than an hour. Go to nprmusic.org for more, but here's a taste of the interview.
This album, it definitely feels like an evolution that's about that long in the making, or, you know, in some ways, maybe it's a brand new awakening. I'm curious how you see it.
Yes, I mean, for me, it's just another, like, just another iteration of what I've always been doing. Like, I haven't really, like, changed my formula at all. It's just kind of, this is further out. Like, I've always kind of just been, you know, exploring what I can do and just kind of riding the ride. You know, when me and Big Boy got together, we didn't really know where we were going. We had like human intentions. We knew we wanted to rap, you know?
Yeah.
And I never knew that rapping would even take me to producing, and producing would take me to playing instruments, and instruments would, you know, get me here. Mm-hmm. So I just been on the ride, and you know, people been on the ride with us and with me, you know. Yeah. So I mean, I see this as just, you know, just the further down the road.
So that is New Blue Sun by Andre 3000. The song titles alone, I think, are worth the price of admission. That will do it for New Music Friday. Letitia Harris, John Morrison, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you, Stephen.
If you want to hear all the music we featured on this week's show, along with a bunch of other great new music out today, we've got expanded playlists in Apple Music and on Spotify. Search for NPR's New Music Friday playlist in either of those apps. You'll also want to sign up for NPR Music's weekly newsletter. It is written by me, so subscriptions are required. To subscribe, go to npr.org/musicnewsletter. This week's show has been produced and edited by Cher Vincent and Robin Hilton. From NPR Music and All Songs Considered, I'm Stephen Thompson, encouraging you to be well, take a break, and treat yourself to lots of great music.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Rosetta Stone, an expert in language learning for 30 years. Right now, NPR listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership to 25 different languages for 50% off. Learn more at rosettastone.com/NPR.
Over the past couple decades, the U.S. has lost about a third of its newspapers, taking thousands of local journalists off their beats. A functioning democracy and functioning local journalism go hand in hand. We're trying to do our part, and that's why we need you to do your part. Make sure that the NPR network stays strong by supporting us at donate.npr.org. And thank you.